The President's address to the National Space Conference by telephone from the White House Recording Studios, Washington, D.C., May the 26th, 1961.
Gentlemen, ladies, I appreciate this opportunity at the invitation of Senator Kerr, who is chairman of the Space Committee of the Senate, to open the first national conference on peaceful uses of space. And I regret very much that I'm unable to participate personally in this conference and in the discussions in which you will be engaged. Your conference subject deals with the very heart of our national policy in space research and explorations, to which I devoted a good deal of my speech yesterday before the Congress. All of us in the United States and in all nations can derive many benefits from the peaceful application of space technology. The impact of this new science will be felt in our daily lives. It can bring all people closer together so we improve communications. It can help control the weather and the climate around us. We can safely predict that the impact of the space age will have a far-ranging effect within industry and in our labor force, on medical research, education, and many other areas of national concern. The keystone of our national policy is space research, as defined in the Act, which established the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, which its function is the preservation of the role of the United States as a leader in aeronautical and space science and technology, and in the application thereof to the conduct of peaceful activities within and outside the atmosphere. These are the words in the Act of the Congress, the preservation of the role of the United States as a leader. And it is to meet that great responsibility that I have suggested a great national effort in the field of space for the American people. We are dedicated to the accomplishment of this objective and are determined that this nation will continue to be a pioneer in the new frontier of space. I am delighted that the people of Tulsa have taken the initiative in the heart of our country in making this important meeting possible, and that the response has been so widespread. It indicates the forward spirit of this city and this state and our country. And I hope this conference will establish a precedent as the people of America move forward into space.